Hello, everybody. Welcome back to CJ Evolution. And for Wednesday, July 27th, 2016, I am Patrick Fitzgibbons. I am the host and creator of this podcast. This is a podcast that's designed for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by me, another criminal justice professional. This is episode 19. I hope everybody's having a fantastic Wednesday, fantastic hump day. I hope you are. I wanted to talk to you about a subject that most of us don't think about until we are faced with it, and that is the subject of retirement. I'm going to be retiring in a couple days after 20 years in law enforcement, a great 20 years. I have had an amazing career, have made amazing connections along the way, great friends. I've seen good things, bad things, but overall, it has been a great career. I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't change anything that I've experienced over the years. Some of my friends want to know, why am I leaving? Yeah, I'm on top. Well, I am on top. I've had a great career. I'm not going under or leaving under some cloud of suspicion. I am just retiring, moving on to the next chapters of my life. And I'm very excited. Some of the other reasons is I've chose to retire is look at the climate out there in law enforcement. I think it is crazy what we're having to deal with in law enforcement. It's always been a dangerous job, but now you have people picking off officers in Dallas and in Baton Rouge. And I think part of the reason why we've come to that point, this is just my opinion, is because some of our leaders, quote, at the top of our government, they say they support law enforcement, but they really don't. It is going to be up to the next generation of law enforcement professionals. And it's not about reform. We do need some reform. And it's not about us making mistakes. We have made mistakes. But I think the overall criticism and hatred towards law enforcement, yes, hatred, is unwarranted. Most men and women out there are doing a great job in a very, very difficult environment. So my hats off goes to the brave men and women who are in law enforcement and will stay in law enforcement for many, many years to come. I believe in being versatile, everybody. I believe in versatility. I believe in, if you wake up tomorrow, what are you going to do? So many officers I speak to, they think that they're stuck. And I say, what do you mean you're stuck? Well, I don't have the skill sets to do anything else. This is the only thing I know how to do. Are you kidding? You're a police officer in America. You are the most highly trained, highly educated officers on the planet. You have team leading skills. You have great communication skills. You are a leader. You can do anything you want to do. So if you ever think, that I can't do anything else, you are wrong. Part of the reason some of us think that is because of the people we surround ourselves with. Remember, you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. If you're surrounding yourself with people telling you you can't do it, you'll never be able to succeed unless you do this job, they are crazy. You see people because some people do not like it when people stray from the herd. That not only makes them nervous, gets them jealous, maybe because they wanted to at one time and they couldn't, or they failed and they had to go back to the herd. Don't be that person. I am scared to death, folks, of retiring. I'm excited, but I am scared to death because you know what? It is the unknown. I am stepping out of my comfort zone. For 20 years, I've been doing police work, and I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it, but 20 years of doing the same thing. I am stepping out of my comfort zone, doing something else. And for most of us, that scares them to death. Go after your dreams. If you are out there and you want to do something that you never thought you could, I encourage you. No, I'm not encouraging police officers to suddenly retire and quit, but I am encouraging you to go after your dreams. You know, because we only have one life, everybody. Life is short. And if you are unhappy with what you do, I'm not saying you are, but if you're thinking, I can't do anything else and I'm unhappy and I don't know what to do, I would encourage you to think long and heavy of what you want to do after this job or any job for that matter. Again, life is too short. Go after your dreams. I read an article months ago where they were doing interviews of elderly patients that were on their deathbed. And the single most thing that came up time and time again with everyone or the majority of people was regret. They regretted not doing certain things in their life, taking more chances. I'm not saying reckless chances. I'm saying think about it, take good, calculated, well thought out chances. Some of the benefits that I'm going to gain of retiring is I think I'm going to sleep better. I think I'm going to have overall improvement in health because shift work, we all know, is not good for you. I've done it for many, many years, but it's time to make my own schedule, make my own hours, and I'm excited because I won't be on shift work anymore. At least I hope not, and I'll be able to take better care of myself. Not that I'm in horrible shape, but we all know who do this, everybody who does this job or jobs similar to it, we all know that it does take a toll on our health. So I hope everybody's doing well, like I said. If you would do me a favor, everybody, here's a call to action. Can you go to iTunes and leave me a review? Remember, this is CJ Evolution. Look me up on iTunes. You can leave me a review, good or bad. That's how this podcast gets better. Because the goal of this podcast is to provide great content for you, the listener. This is about you. It's not necessarily about me. I want to provide you with great content, great guests, but I need reviews. So go to iTunes, leave me a review. You can also find me on social media. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. Look me up. Say hi. Let me know how you're doing. You can also go to lawenforcement.social. That is a project I'm involved in with a great group of officers out of California. You can go to that website, again, lawenforcement.social. You can see me on there, see what we do on that site. And we do shows to educate the public. We do Talk with the Cops and Cops on Blab. A lot of my partners on there, or some of my partners on there, are doing Facebook Live, and they have shows every week. The shows that I have been doing for the last couple months, several months, I've kind of been on hiatus. I haven't been doing them lately, but the plan is to, with me retiring, to get back into it along with my partners, and we will be updating everybody shortly on that, probably on lawenforcement.social. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Again, I hope everybody's having a great hump day. I look forward to our next podcast, which is going to be Saturday, everybody, and take care, and please be safe. Bye-bye.